WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Well, good morning. 7:33, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Happy 2019. That feels crazy to say.
Oh, it does, man.
I feel like we were just saying happy 2018. Next thing you know, we're going to blink. It's going to be 2020, and then we're dead.
Dead.
Just dead.
That year did go by quick.
It always does. And again, I always I tell people this fact because I like to depress people from time to time. People always wonder, God, why does time go so seem so much faster when you get older?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's because you have less memorable moments.
Yeah.
Your life is just going by with nothing exciting.
You told me that before, and I thought about thinking about it. You're absolutely right.
You're not. I mean, your first kiss, first time driving a car by yourself.
You know.
Going to college for the... Eventually, it just becomes just a monotonous day-to-day trek through this horrible life.
It doesn't get any better, does it?
You go to work, you pay your taxes, you eat the same bland food, and then you die.
Huh. So, yeah. See, after the first time, it's just not the same.
No.
I feel like I've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting nervous now.
Yeah. Seriously, what? you're gonna go to bed tonight. You're going to wake up, you're going to be 60 years old.
Life! It left me.
Well, before we depress you too much, we want to talk about New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. Okay. Should we do another one or you want to save it?
Let's do this because it was the last text that you sent is your New Year's resolution.
Uh-huh.
The last text that you sent is...
So what does mine mean? Because I sent you a text last night. And I got to be careful how I word this and explain what I sent you.
It's...
So last night I was out on my porch. Obviously, it's very cold outside.
Well, here's mine to lead into it.
Okay.
So here's my New Year's resolution. This is the last text that I sent. Oh, God, no. Burn it.
And that was to me after
that was
I
to
sent you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was out on my porch last night, and there was a towel sitting on one of the chairs we have on the porch. Obviously frozen.
Yes.
So I yank it off, you know, yep. Pull it off the chair, and I just kind of put it on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, it's like stuck in like a position where it's just, I mean, it's stiff as a board. I'm looking at it the same, like, oh, this is kind of funny. So I take a picture of it and I send it to you. I'm like, hey, yeah. Check out the towel next to my bed. It's just rock hard. So what does that mean, my New Year's resolution? What does that mean? I'm going to rub one out a lot in 2019?
It's a jerk towel. Your New Year's resolution is a jerk towel.
A jerk towel.
And mine is, oh, God, no, burn it.
Huh.
I think those are two good resolutions.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I couldn't think of a better one.
Not bad.
No, I like it.
It's funny, too. Even the wife came out. I didn't even tell her about it. She comes out on the porch and she's like, oh, hey, it's your towel that you use, you know? I'm like,
You know. I don't know if I should be happy about that or a little depressed. All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The last text you sent is now your New Year's resolution. What do you got? We'll be back.
The plan B.
Get it. If you thought that was going to stop in 2019,
Think again.
Brock 107-WIRX. Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
It's 7:46. We're talking about New Year's resolutions. Obviously, everyone is like, oh, what's your resolution this year? What are you doing to better yourself in 2019?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in order to make you not such a piece of garbage?
Should we do another 2018? Facebook update 2019?
Oh,
New Year's resolution?
Let's do it.
Hit it.
Dear Facebook,
my 2019 New Year's resolution. Do not ever let life's obstacles consume you. You are an overcomer.
You are
a warrior.
Yeah, I am.
You are strong.
I am strong.
This is some of my story.
And gosh darn it, people like me.
Vulnerability has always been something I have struggled with. That's going to change in 2019. And that's my 2019 New Year's resolution.
Oh, that was good. That one was good. You know, that one got me motivated.
Oh, man. About to cry?
That got me motivated. No, Those are even better than any text you could ever send
every single year.
Oh, man.
January 1st, I love it. I love waking up and reading these ridiculous.
Yeah. We want you to add to this. Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
What are you setting yourself up for failure?
The last text you sent is now your 2019 New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. You know, I've sent some horrible texts in my day. Could have went way worse.
Yeah.
Let's see what Kiki's last one to me was.
Just don't swipe left.
All right, Kiki's last text to me was,
but while you,
oh, her last tip to me was, beauty tip, wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
That's Kiki's resolution.
Yeah, 2019. She's going to wash her ass?
That is, or maybe it's for me.
So you
no, that's her. That's her resolution.
Yeah, so she's got to wash her ass.
Wash my ass or her ass?
I don't know. Does she have a stinky ass?
It can be sometimes.
God.
It can be.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are at that point in your relationship.
For a nice butt, sometimes.
Yeah, it stinks.
Woo! Roses really smell. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Outcast had it right.
Rockin' Hunter.
Hey, good morning, 753. Brock Hunter.
Seven.
Sam, we're talking about New Year's resolutions this morning. You know, all joking aside, it's good to have goals. Mm-hmm. It's good to have things to shoot for in the New Year.
What did you do New Year's anyway? I forgot to ask you.
We stayed home.
Yeah.
We got some food, mostly just kind of finger foods.
Yeah, nice.
Watched some movies. Mm-hmm. Did a little banging.
He put his hand by his mouth, too.
Banging.
A little, hee-hee.
We did that. What else did we do?
Sounds like
I didn't mean like sex. I meant drums.
Oh, you were banging drums.
We did New Year's drums.
Yeah.
Listen to the gunshots in Benton Harbor.
Oh, geez.
It's real romantic.
Man, what a sad story.
Yeah, we heard about that. There was a couple areas, man. Geez. Like, okay, I know you're excited, but what are you doing?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
People just get really intoxicated on New Year's, man. They go ham.
Yeah. Yeah. It was unfortunate to hear that after the nice night of celebrating that we had, but we just ended up staying home, which was for the best, man. People get on the roads, and I hope you were safe. I hope everyone was safe.
Well, it was kind of sketchy. I mean, it didn't end up freezing, but it was raining hard.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
It was, man.
I had to go to South Bend to DJ, and I came back at like 3 in the morning. I was like, man, if it freezes, this is gonna be hell.
At this point, New Year's Eve, I don't really have a desire to go out anymore.
It's weird, isn't it? It's
because you're going to overpay on drinks.
Yeah.
That's a young person's go out holiday. I honestly wasn't sure I was going to make it to midnight, to be completely honest. Yeah. We drove back from Wisconsin that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just dragging ass. I'm like, all right, I'm going to do my best to make it. We watched a couple movies and just drank. We did a toast at midnight. And
you know what we need to talk about? You just brought up movies. We'll talk about it in like the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
That Bird Box movie.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that. I tell you what, before we wrap up this New Year's conversation, maybe we'll do one when Kiki gets in here. Let's do one more. Dear Facebook,
my 2019 New Year's resolution. This one, by the way, is from Betty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let me pull
now,
it up.
Is this a resolution or just more of a statement?
It's more of a statement. Restart it. All right. Doogie Howser. I love this.
Dear Facebook,
my 2019 New Year's resolution from Benny. I closed out 2018 and rang in 2019 last night by seeing a bunch of friends I've not seen in a long time. Some a few months and some since high school. It felt really good.
Hold the phone. Benny, you graduated.
Like 2 years ago.
All right, I'm coming up on my 15th high school graduation.
Would you cry and give him a hug when you saw him?
I haven't seen some of these guys. Since high school.
You look the same.
You look exactly the same.
God.
That's because it's only been 4 years.
God, we can count that in months.
Just when I think.
I couldn't get any dumber.
You go and do something like that. Oh, man.
Oh, Benny.
So good to see you.
Oh, it's been It's been 2 years.
Remember when we just hit puberty 3 years ago?
This is like an American Pie situation. You know, it's like, what was it? Like college or whatever. Yeah. I'll get back together.
Yeah. No, that was American Wedding.
American Wedding.
And even then, they were apart longer than Benny has been.
Benny just did like the American Pie New Year's edition. Let's all get back together. Let's make a pact, guys. Let's make a pact.
We're all going to get laid tonight.
We're all going to get laid.
And with his hand.
Right. Rock one.